One of the other things, and again, I know you already mentioned that we really can't treat encapresis through diet alone, but we certainly have parents ask a lot of questions about, which foods might be contributing to constipation. Are there foods that we should be aware of that are, more constipating? And I didn't know if you had any thoughts along those lines, any foods that you could share. I know we particularly hear that question in regards to dairy. So again, I know that this isn't the way to solve encapresis, but for the families who really have that question about which foods can really contribute to the constipation, do you have thoughts you can share?
I do. I can tell you that one thing that we know, and that was in relation to the article that was put on the newsletter this week, which was really helpful, is that it hasn't been well studied. The diet in relation to constipation hasn't been very well studied. And so there's not a whole lot of research data to really prove what does or doesn't. It's a really tough thing to do. How do you do a control study where you feed these kids a bunch of stuff that might constipate them and these kids who don't, that it doesn't, or other foods rather, and just kind of to see what happens. So it's one of those things that hasn't really, really been well studied over the years in medicine. However, there are some patients who seem to have some constipation that comes from dairy products. Unfortunately, a lot of families mistake this for lactose intolerance. And lactose intolerance tends to be more of it's really an intolerance where you, I'm not saying that some people can't be lactose intolerant, but by having constipation, because that is possible. But most of the time with lactose intolerance, it's the opposite. You get diarrhea. Having said that, whether you're lactose intolerant or not, if you are constipated by dairy products, then the best test for that, or if you feel like your child is constipated by dairy products, then the best test for that is to just try to withhold them for a few days and see if it makes a difference. And obviously in the setting of encapresis, it's not going to be some fix for encapresis, but if it makes a difference in the harder stools, it's a worthwhile test. And that's actually what we do tell our families. If you feel like the dairy really is constipating, then try taking it away for a few days and then seeing if it changes anything.